Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will be discussing the impact of nuclear weapons and military rivalry on the Cold War. During World War II, all sides were involved in attempts to build new weapons, including deadly atomic bombs. However, it was the United States that first succeeded in doing this in July 1945, following the work carried out as part of their Manhattan Project. The United States then used these two nuclear bombs to end the war. They dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, and subsequently Japan surrendered in August 1945. Although they were officially on the same side as the Soviet Union, the United States did not in fact consult with the USSR about the use of this new bomb. At this point, the Soviet Union did not have access to nuclear weapons. And as they were America's allies in the war, they wanted the United States to share this technology with them, but the United States refused. This caused fear in the Soviet Union that potentially the USA planned to use them on them at some point in the future. However, in 1949, the USSR finally developed their own atomic bomb, and this led to tension for two reasons. Firstly, it simply caused fear in America that now that the Soviets had this bomb, each side could potentially use it. But in addition, the fact that the Soviets had managed to gain this technology, in part due to spies in America stealing their technology, this led to obvious anger. Both sides now had the bomb, and they engaged in numerous nuclear tests throughout the 1950s to build more of these and more destructive ones. First the Soviet Union, and then the United States developed a hydrogen bomb, significantly bigger than either of the two atomic bombs that were used on Japan. Some people suggest, in fact, though, that these nuclear weapons may have stopped the Cold War becoming a real war. This is based on the idea of MAD, or mutually assured destruction. This is the belief that now that both sides had the bomb, neither side would be willing to take any action which might lead to a war, and as such potentially could in fact stop the prospect of war. Throughout the Cold War, there were numerous arms developments, and they weren't always obvious. For instance, famously, Neil Armstrong said it was one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind when he set foot on the moon. And whilst the journey to the moon was, of course, a key part of human exploration, it's also a major part of the Cold War arms race. In 1961, when the cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man to orbit the Earth, many people in the US worried about what this meant. They believed that this showed that the Soviets had better weaponry and technology than they did, and that they could potentially lose any Cold War. As a result, the USA promised to send men to the moon in 1969 in order to show off their own technology and their own superiority. Originally, nuclear bombs were dropped from planes, which made their use much harder. However, over time, both sides began to make missiles that could be fired from great distances, known as ICBMs, or Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles. Before the ICBMs had been fully developed, the USA based their missiles in various NATO countries surrounding the Soviet Union. The Soviets also attempted to do the same in Cuba, and this also potentially could have come close to causing a nuclear war in 1962. Eventually, however, both sides largely moved away from conventional fixed missile sites and instead began placing their nuclear weapons on submarines. It was obviously significantly harder to track where submarines were, which meant they couldn't be targeted in the time of nuclear war. And throughout the Cold War, this continued, each side attempting to develop new and improved weaponry. Throughout the 1980s, for instance, both sides built more and bigger weapons, the USA adopting cruise missiles and the USSR using the SS-20. The US also attempted to build a defence system known as Star Wars. This was a system which believed could stop Soviet nuclear missiles and caused huge increase in spending in both sides. Although it's worth noting, it's unlikely Star Wars could ever have actually properly worked. The Cold War was also not simply about nuclear weapons. There was other work done on weaponry during the war. For instance, both sides researched and experimented with chemical weapons. They used methods such as anthrax and VX. And by the 1980s, between them, the USSR and USA had around 80,000 tons of these types of deadly weapons. Chemical weapons were used in a range of different ways. America used weapons such as napalm during the Vietnam War to destroy jungle, although it hurt people too. And the Soviet Union was accused of using chemical weapons to target Afghans during the Afghanistan War.